Listening Library presents Silent to the Bone by E.L. Konigsberg. Days 1, 2, and 3. It is easy to pinpoint the minute when my friend Branwell began his silence. It was Wednesday, November 25th, 2:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It was there, or I guess you could say not there, on the tape of the 911 call. Operator. Epiphany 911, Hobson speaking. Silence. Operator. Epiphany 911, Hobson, may I help you? Silence. Voices are heard in the background. Operator. Anyone there? A woman's voice, screaming in the background. Tell them! Tell them! Operator. Ma'am, I can't hear you. Then louder. Please come to the phone. A woman's voice, still in the background, but louder now. Tell them! Then, screaming as the voice approaches. For God's sake, Branwell! The voice gets louder. Tell them! Silence. Operator. Please speak into the phone. A woman's voice, heard more clearly. Tell them now, Bran. Tell them now. Silence. A woman's voice, with a British accent, heard clearly. Here. Take her. For God's sake, at least take her. Then, speaking directly into the phone. It's the baby.